Workforce Wednesday, a snapshot of local employer resource information, is brought to you by the Workforce Development Board of Ventura County, bringing people and opportunities together.
And Workforce Wednesday is here today, a monthly broadcast from the Workforce Development Board of Ventura County. Summer is just around the corner, and many high school students are wondering where to find a summer job. Well, last summer, 48 school students secured paid internships through the three Summer at City Hall City programs in the region. Summer at City Hall combine civics education with learning about local government. Here to talk about opportunities through Summer at City Hall, a WDB award-winning program, are Mary Ann Rooney, Project Director, Ventura County Civic Alliance, and Business Intermediary for the Oxnard Union High School District, and Tracy Perez, Regional Manager, United Staffing Associates, Immediate Past Chair, Ventura County Civic Alliance, and Vice Chair, Workforce Development Board. I'm exhausted. That's
good morning.
A lot of stuff right there.
It is.
Wow. I've been busy.
I've been very busy.
Very, very good. So, Tracy and Mary Ann, great to see you this morning.
Thank you.
It's wonderful to see you in studio here. Tracy, let's start with you.
Okay.
Can you provide some history on the Summer at City Hall program? The is it SACH, SAC program? Which cities participated in that?
Sure. Yeah, the Summer at City Hall is a paid internship program that came out of a collaboration between the Ventura County Civic Alliance, the Oxnard Union High School District, local governments, and business leaders. And for those not familiar with the Ventura County Civic Alliance, we're a coalition of business leaders and civic leaders with a shared commitment for to look out for the economic, environmental, and social equity interests of the region. But really, emphasis is on making sure that we promote a sustainable Ventura County. An initiative out of that is to participate in the development of a skilled future workforce for Ventura County. And we do that by serving as the business intermediary for the Alliance for Linked Learning. The Alliance for Linked Learning, it's really an innovative collaboration between Oxnard Union High School District's businesses in Oxnard, Port Hueneme, Camarillo, and really determined to ensure that graduating seniors are prepared for college, career, and life through work-based learning. And the work that I do with United Staffing, you know, we were proudly participated in providing career readiness training for those students to get them prepped for that program. That program took place in the city of Oxnard, County of Ventura, and the city of Camarillo.
So right. Those are the ones that did it.
Yeah, so we were approached by the Institute for Local Government out of Sacramento, who said there's a great government engaging youth program, and they wanted to implement it here in Ventura County. So because we had the relationship already established, we were able to encourage the local governmental agencies to participate with the high school students, give them a broad-based civics education, and then a paid internship as well.
So, Mary Ann, what type of projects were the participants involved in during their internships? What do we get to do?
I know, it's really exciting. So the program is designed to have a meaningful project that the student works on, and then also for the governmental agency to have a meaningful outcome for that. So we had students who created a parklet project where the city of Oxnard worked together with how do we do outdoor dining. So the student did all the research up and down the state, looked at everything, brought forward recommendations and a plan for that. City Council actually implemented the policy for the outdoor dining, and so it was the work from the student that did that. Some other students, they updated web pages, they put together master plans of events, worked on code compliance. They did all sorts of really interesting things. In the city of Camarillo, one student cleared out 10 years of old documents to make room for new documents to go in there. So she created this space for the city of Oxnard, the city of Camarillo, to utilize their space a little bit better and scan and digitize a lot of things.
It's interesting because if a program matches interns with the areas of interest, you wonder how often does an intern come in with an idea or an intern comes in and sees an idea.
Mm-hmm.
So,
right.
You know, which way it matches up best.
So the nice thing is that the Oxnard Union High School District has many, many career pathways and also academies to work together to allow that student to explore a career opportunity for their area of interest. And one of the students came in last year in Oxnard, and he actually proposed a new temporary banner ordinance for the city of Oxnard as an outcome from his internship. So it gives the city a new revenue stream, perhaps, and gives them a way to measure how many temporary banners are located around the city. So the students are very innovative. I think it gives the local municipalities the opportunity to have a different set of eyes looking at things and bring forward innovative ideas.
So, Tracy, how long are the students employed in the paid internships, and for how many hours a week? What are the numbers there?
Sure.
And what is the average pay for the internship?
So we had three different programs, and the city of Oxnard ran about 60 hours, and the students were paid $12 an hour. The county of Ventura also participated. They had more hours. They had 120 hours and also at $12 an hour. Now, the city of Camarillo, they participated, and they did some extraordinary things for the students because it was a 60-hour program, but the students were paid $15.60 an hour. That was the highest paid internship in the state. So we want to really thank the city of Camarillo for coming through for those students. That was incredible.
That's amazing. And the thing with internships, in my era, going back, it basically meant you worked for free for an amount of time. And this is great because we always liked the fact that we could get some education and knowledge on the job. But pay is a good thing,
yes.
You know, because if you have to do an internship, then you also have to go get a job somewhere that swallows up a bunch of your time. And if the kids are providing a service and doing some work, they deserve compensation. So this is a real nice program.
They do. And the students have said that, you know, it really made me understand how the system works and mm-hmm. how do I establish a bank account. So it gives them some life experiences of getting a paycheck and then what do I do within my with my checking account. But it also made them realize that they could assist their family in paying for school supplies and books for the following year, and many students gave that feedback.
Yeah, it's the old which leg of the stool. The kid makes a little money. Maybe there was some money saved in a 529, and maybe there's some scholarship. There's all sorts of ways. And when the kid pays for their education, that's that sweat equity. That does mean a lot for the kid. Mary Ann, what are the goals for this year's program, and how can students apply for summer at City Hall positions? This must be a pretty hot opportunity.
It's a very competitive process, and the students need to reach out to their teachers to see where the opportunities lie for them to participate this year. We will be having the County of Ventura is offering internships. City of Camarillo and the City of Hueneme is participating. And so reach out to their teachers, and they can apply through the system. And then the municipalities then select the student on the final.
Got to just ask the question. We have 10 cities. Are we trying to urge, egg on the other ones? Because there's some big cities. Our TO, Simi Valley, those are 100, way over 100.
Yeah, we would absolutely love to see.
Why aren't they? I'm going to write letters. This sounds like
well,
something that they should do.
You know, it goes back to the resources, right? So
mm-hmm.
we were funded through a grant through the state of California, and that grant ran out. So we need to figure out strategic ways
how to
in
get
order
it back
to get
again.
It away. Right.
Okay,
yes.
And they should have creative thinkers in all these big cities to find a way to make right. this happen, because this right. is a great program. So let's talk about a career planning standpoint for a kid, a student. How valuable are these paid internships for the high school kids?
I mean, it's really extremely valuable. In paid internships, what they do is they provide real life work experience and exposure for these students. The great thing about the internship is it provides a learning curve, because some students have never been in a working environment. It gives them the opportunity to learn about maybe some industries they might be interested in. And really, it's about career exploration, right? To see what they may want to pursue, because they've had an opportunity to work in that environment. Being an intern, it encourages professional development. They have an opportunity to meet company professionals and really start to build their network of, they're moving forward. So it really, it's just an amazing thing. And think about this. When an employer looks at a resume, that's relevant. They can add that work experience to their resume. That's relevant. And if I'm an employer and I see that a student took time over the summer and worked an internship, you know, that tells me they're going to be a real asset to my company. So that goes a long way.
I think
that's really important.
A long time ago, we asked with a group that was in here, with Workforce Wednesday, what was the one thing you would get a kid? And one of the guys said an alarm clock. Because a lot of the youngsters, if they
Absolutely.
Don't know, you know, if they haven't been put into that situation, work does seem a little foreign and a little odd. And getting into an internship where you do have a schedule, where you do have to meet certain things, be at certain places, you get the check, you put it in the bank, you start to see how the system works. And as silly as that seems, once we've been through the workforce for so long, real important to get the kids off on the wrong.
Well, I have to say that of the surveys of all the counties I've asked, were they on time? And every student was on time for their job. One interesting thing that was an unexpected outcome of this is that the students became the advocate for the city or the county. So at the dinner table, one student recalls that she was sitting there with her parent. The parent said, oh, the city does this and this and this. And the student actually said, no, Dad, this is how it happens. And so the student became the advocate for the city operations and then clarified some things. So it was
student,
very interesting.
That student I know also didn't get dessert.
Probably not.
Hey, let's finish up with this one. It's sure. for both of you. We'll start off with Marianne. Are there resources available for local government organizations who want to start a paid internship program? We kind of addressed that a little bit, yes. but how do they, the other cities, you know, get this going?
Right. So the Institute for Local Government has a website. It's really full of information, and they can go to www.ca-ilg.org. So there's a whole toolkit on there about how do you start an intern program, what does a mentor handbook look like. So for the summer at City Hall programs that are running up and down the state, we've shared information on that site, and so organizations can go and look at that site to get information.
Yep. Tracy? And I would say contact the Workforce Development Board. That's what we're here for.
And they'll tell you all about it.
Absolutely.
Pretty remarkable. 48 school students were involved in this. Junior seniors, are they seniors? Where do we fall on this?
They're generally entering seniors, so they just completed their junior year. And then they receive training during the year for internship boot camps to prepare them to go into the workforce.
Anything else we need to know about the program you'd like to add, or just the fact that they got a call from the Workforce Development Board, and let's get it going?
Let's get it going, and let's encourage all the cities in the county to participate.
It's important for us to develop that civically minded student and resident, and so this is a great way to do that.
Well, thank you very much for coming in this morning. We do appreciate it. Government agencies who are interested in participating. Now, do I say SAC program?
It's Summer at City Hall.
Summer at City Hall. Summer at City Hall. SACH program. I may visit www.cailg.org. That's www.ca-ilg.org if you are interested in partnering with the Workforce Development Board and learning more about the ways your business can be part of developing our future workforce. Visit workforceventuracounty.org.
The business, education, labor, economic development, government, and community organization members of the Workforce Development Board are committed to workforce development for economic vitality in Ventura County. To learn more, go to workforceventuracounty.org.
It's 8:53. We are News Talk 1590 KVTA.